Lesson 45. The Stone That Rebounded. "Oh, boys, boys, don't throw stones at that poor bird," said an old, grey-headed man. "Why, sir," said a little fellow, "she makes such a squalling that we can't bear her." "Yes, but she uses the voice which God gave her, and it is probably as pleasant to her friends as yours is to those who love you. And, besides, I'm afraid the stone will rebound and hurt you as long as you live."
"Rebound?
We don't understand you, sir." "Well, come and I will tell you a story."
"Is it a true story?"
"Yes, every word is true. 50 years ago, I was a boy like you. I used to throw stones, and as I had no other boy near me to play with, I threw them till I became very accurate in my aim. One day, I went to work for an aged couple of the name of Hamilton. They seemed very old people then. They were very kind to everybody and everything. Few had so many swallows making their nests under the roofs of their barns. Few had so many pets that seemed to love them as they. For 7 years, a bird had come after the long winter was over and built her nest in the same place, and there reared her young ones. She had just returned on the day that I went there to work, and they welcomed her heartily. She hopped about as if glad to get back